Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, the noble Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Sharadvatiputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. The form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All Buddhas who dwell the three planets have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, and the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not to suffer. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate haragate harasam gate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva and the Avalokiteshvara that he is doing well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagata is always your goddess. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Sharadvatiputra, and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and pandargas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Om Arabhasanadi, Om Arabhasanadi. Chizo, 로당 가지 대주문가 류인디언이 가이나 주 류인이나 주마인바 로아 그래 준디 니가 때나 주인은 주마 준디 니가 인바 준디 니가 인바지 준디가 인바지 라마 주루디 주 류인이나 주마인바지 로아 네, 다 시리 집부대 주던 집 니가 많이 봐. 다들 무지자도. 다들 이긴 야구 시바이나. 네, 다른 전쟁을 중대 남자들 때듯이 하고 그랬어.
So we are under the Samkhya tradition, and if you see this, the four possibilities, and the proponent of the Samkhya. Philosophical tenets. So it starts here about page 161, the third paragraph, or the fourth paragraph, if you look at that. It says, the fundamental nature is a cause but not an effect. The intellect, the I principle, and the five subtle objects are both cause and effect. The remaining 16, the 11 faculties and 5 elements are effects but not cause. The person is neither a cause nor an effect. So this is if you can remember those four possibilities of the Samkhya tradition, so then you will be able to know the proponent, the actual proponent of the Samkhya tradition, so Samkhya philosophical tenets.
Tadila Ming Yemaji Judan Duru, Lanan Duguria, Rajinda Namjulan Dur, Rajinda Namjusedi, Judan Duru Kogu, Richida, Rajin Konaina, Namjumaima, Namju Konaina, Rajimaima, Nigaima, Nigamaima, there, Tayukajina, the Sido.
So then, also, in some texts, when you look at the Samkhya, when they explain the Samkhya traditions, Samkhya traditions, then you will also find the Rangjin in Namgyur, which means the nature and appearance. So it's a nature and appearance. So there is again four possibilities of nature and appearance.
That allowed Chita Tranjimba Koran Lula ya Rimino Nino China Tranjimba Koran Ki Lula Ne La Ki Lingiji La Ki Mi Lingiji Rini.
So within the in the Samkhya traditions, there are of two proponents, two different proponents in Samkhya traditions. One which accepts creator or God, and one who rejects God. So there are two.
Lucky Miling. Lucky Miling Korangula, Chito said that Jidim be Nilinu Jukangaba Jusing it, two at Yungi. Chito was in killing Limbayinza, take Lucky Lingu Maris.
So, in this particular text that we were going through right now in the Samkhya tradition, is we were our discussions on Samkhya tradition is based on the tradition who do not accept God or the creators, but rather they propound what we call the principal one. They do not identify this as a creator or God, but it's a principal one. Principle, because it's a principle.
Tak lucky lingi digi, mata dide. Tak chito vak digi ni.
So then the one who the Samkhya who do not accept the God, everything that exists other than a person. It's said to be the emanation of the principle, which is somewhat like a creator, but they don't really identify this as a creator like a god, but rather they would call this as a principle, which is everything that we, you know, used, such as resources, environments, and so on and so forth, are all emanation of the principal one. And then the other one who accept God, in other words, this particular Samkhya tradition, the who accepts God, is God here refers to the Shiva. And Shiva is a creator, or the Shiva is the one who emanates everything that we used, everything that we need, such as sound, smell, taste, tactile sensation, and so forth, are emanation of Shiva.
That is the tenyogi lakhi leno maleno. Ani nam jukhonayima de onchu da chito ni jagures. Tenyo the tenyogi ni de tapa rangjuima. Yujin la matu ba chine koran rangjum chudeyima. Tenyogi koran chunda ta koran chunda tenyogi mundi chigures.
So both of these two traditions accepts the one who accepts the principle. The principle is the only cause, but it's not an effect. Similarly, the other Samkhya tradition who accept God, Shiva is a cause, but not an effect. So it is only cause, but not an effect. So then, on top of that, what the both of them are common acceptance, common proponents, is both of them propounds principle and as well as the Shiva is a eternal. It is a permanent. It's not an impermanent, and rather it exists by virtue of its own sight and also a permanent nature.
That is the Tanda Korangi.
So now, while we are going through this, non-Buddhist philosophical tenets here, is because we need to know the difference between the two. The Buddhist and non-Buddhist philosophical tenets. So if you look at the way they accept their, in other words, you could call this as an object of refuge, such as, Shiva is the object of refuge. And they're accepting the object of refuge, which is a permanent nature. Whereas in Buddhism, the object of refuge, three jewels, in other words, someone who became three jewels, it's not a permanent. Rather, it has an impermanent nature. So that's a big difference between the two now.
That the day just some now, then you think you need to know the country to the Salana. And then there are long journey, Chibusinch, Dashirik Chibusinch, Yokarakade, Dashirik Chibute.
So then according to the Samkhya, I or the self or the person is said to be, again, not a created or not an emanation of Shiva or not an emanation of Principal One. So then, according to their system, when the person or the individual who is not about individual who is not about not about who not a, a creation of God or the principle, when that particular individual, you know, generates some kind of motivations of engaging in certain object, such as resources, form, sound, tactile sensations, smells, and so forth. When such individual, at the moment that individual generates this kind of motivation within themselves, then everything that they need is emanated by the God or the principle. So at the moment the individual has certain motivations or having some kind of desire and so forth. And then the principal will know that such and such person has some kind of desire. So therefore, based on their desire, the principle will emanate different kind of phenomena, different kind of object to fulfill the wish of the individual.
Oh, the little one, Kasuru. Chida, Takora, Tanjikora, Tanjimakora, Tawa, Koran, Tunda, Tinism, Nantang, Arasan, Chida, Namba, the Bit Manoa, Tangarasan, Namaki, Anzu Lunja, Tamaro, Susu, Leg to Chuima. Susu, be Ju.
So now if you look at this, the Samkhya traditions, the way they propound how things coming into being and how things exist and so forth, it is completely different than our own system. In other words, the system of Buddhism. Because in Buddhism, when we speak about environment and these beings within the environment are all product of karma. And everything that we utilize or we used as a resources and so forth are all coming into being due to the karma. And based upon what kind of karma that one may have accumulated, one experienced the result. Whether it's positive or negative result, depending upon its own causes and conditions.
That is the disunsha. Deyan, Tayo Ranjinda, Chida, Tuanam Tenji, Nijing, Chevachu Tudinji, Nedosa, Tajibu, Dada, Shiba, Ribanam Tenji, Minanasu. That Lama Nizu Chitsu Siradu, Tangishuan, Chitsu, Kangi Tse.
So then we'll go to the 162, page 162. The last paragraph. It says, person's self-consciousness and basic mind are mutually inclusive and synonymous. The mode of production of the remaining 23 is the following. Whenever the person generates a desire to enjoy objects, the fundamental nature recognizes its desire and unites with the person. And then and then creates manifestations such as sounds and so forth. So then here it is, it again which goes according to the Tibetan text, the ones are the explanation. So we go to the root text, which is going through the root text here. The great one arises from the principle and the fundamental nature. The intellect and great ones are synonymous. The intellect is considered to be like a two-sided mirror which reflects the image of the object from the outside and the image of the person from the inside. So then again it goes, it jumps to the next paragraph, the last paragraphs. And from the intellect, the I principle is and produced. It has three divisions, the activity, the activity dominant I principle, the lightness dominated I principle, and the darkness dominant I principles. From that first, the activity dominant I principles, then five subtle objects are produced, and the five elements are produced from this. So then the 11 faculties are from the second and the lightness dominated eye principle, and the 11 faculties are produced. The third darkness dominated eye principle is said to be the motivator of the two. That's all. So they also assert there are three kinds of pride, or the three kinds of I, or the pride. So the three kinds of pride, it is almost like the way we identify as a So in our system, we identify the three poisons of the mind as the one that binds us under binds us within the secular existence. So they assert the three prides are the one that really confine beings within within the secular existence.
Ta korang ki kwa kutu karte. Ang aran soke chada monsun di mama me onki chada monsun ti jaman chwa ti onki ni aran soke de chada tomato ba ni lu tomato ba ne jiru na ya misi ba ti onki anzor kwa kutu ba dinji samdangiro.
Just as we are our own system, we are unable to realize how things really are. It's because of the three poisons, which prevents us from seeing how things really are, and which actually obscures us from seeing to see how things really are. Similarly, in the Samkhya traditions, they define they identify as three prides or the three eyes that really obscure how things really are and prevents oneself from gaining liberation.
Mm.
So then, when they explain those different kinds of, you know, the pride, they explain Longwa Kanjian Yinpa Rungchi. Explains the one kind of pride is said to be analogous to the blind person who has a leg.
Blind person with the leg.
So then it is because of remaining under the domination of this, you know, the pride or I, then one's mind is completely, directing towards towards the wrong directions, going through a wrong directions, which then prevents oneself to generate a correct perceptions that leads beings to wander within the cyclic existence. This is how their system.
So
what they're saying is that because of this pride, the beings are actually mistaken with regards to someone who has eye, someone who is blind but has a perfect leg that can walk, and then also someone who has leg but do not have eyesight, they lost their eyesight, are said to be a oneness. It is because of the pride that enables beings to, that force beings to see those two as a non-dual, which is the mistaken perceptions. So what they are now emphasizing here is to now, what to, in order to gain a freedom, in order to liberate oneself, one need to understand those two are separate instead of perceiving this as a one. So then what they are saying is the main factor that enables an individual to wander within the cyclic existence is not understanding all the desire object that one is desire objects are emanation of or the manifestation of the principle. So without knowing that, and beings are wandering within the cyclic existence. So it is therefore they said it's because of not knowing everything that we utilized such as objects, five desired objects and so forth, are the manifestation of the principle. So it is because of this ignorance individuals wander within the secular existence. So what in our system is the main cause of wandering ourselves within the secular existence, unable to free oneself from secular existence, is not being able to see how things really are, the ultimate nature of reality. Without understanding, it is because of lack of understanding of ultimate nature of reality, we then undergo, we remain within the secular existence.
That namji lama lami nyarte mi menga tuba la tene namju dida rajin ji tuba tamju sedo shi ngishi labar cheba na dida ta korangi tranjiba korangju lami menga la tene ni gondru che tuba da tunju da samju dindegi nam la tene ane suzu gi longji ya samalo zuyo rajin mi zuyo ki namju imba chi shi yongdu
So if you look at that the explanation, that you will find in 165, page 165, the second paragraph, what they says about this, it's clearer and it's more lucid, so if you can read that. And then it says, when in dependence on hearing a quintessential instructions of a guru, one fully generates a definite knowledge that the transformation are only manifestation of the fundamental nature. One then gradually separates from attachment to object. At that time, to relying on the concentrations, the clairvoyance of the divine eye is generated. So then what it says here is the fundamental nature of what is seen by the clairvoyant consciousness is flustered with the shame like another's wife, and is like a mysteries when seen by the wife, it gathers its transformation and then disappears. The fundamental nature then dwells alone, separate from self, with the result that all appearance of the conventional phenomena disappears for the mind of the yogi. The person then abides without enjoying objects and without actions. At that time, liberation is attained. So what it really says here is, based on the relying upon the instructions of the guru, then one will be able to perfect one's single-pointed meditations or the concentrations, through which one will be able to generate the divine eye clairvoyance, through the accomplishment, through achievement of this clairvoyance, when the individual look at the fundamental nature, to the fundamental nature or the principle, then everything, the objects or the phenomena, the external phenomena that is used by the individual, is the manifestation of the fundamental nature. So then everything that exists, the external phenomena, will be able to understood manifestation of the fundamental nature. So then it is through these realizations all those objects will be dissolved into the fundamental nature, and there's no conventional existence. So therefore, for such a person, there's no appearance of the duality, and then everything, because everything that manifested by the fundamental nature will be dissolved, and then and when this dissolutions, as soon as the dissolution is completed, object that dissolution dissolve within the fundamental nature, then that the person is said to be attained liberation. So now this is, the Samkhya's, main proponents, the way they propound how things really are, and the way they propound, the way they accept liberations. So first, we should know that everything that is that exists are included within the 25 different kinds of phenomena, right? This is their main proponent, 25 phenomena, 25 groups of phenomena. And then and then there's a person, the person or the self or I is said to be not a manifestation of the fundamental nature. And the way that beings are undergoing, wandering within the cycle of existence, it not knowing everything that exists is the manifestation of the principal nature. And at one point, when one received the teachings, instructions from one's guru, one will then be able to engage in deep meditations, which leads oneself to achieve the clairvoyance. And it is through the achievement of this clairvoyance, one will be able to see that all things that exist, apart from one's own self, are the manifestation of the fundamental natures. When you come to understand this, then it's almost like everything that exists and that is used and enjoyed by the individual are dissolved into the fundamental nature. So then you have completely free from, conventional appearance. There's no conventional, appearance. So therefore, you have completely free from the duality. And whatever, when you look at everything, then you will be able to maintain the non-duality consciousness within oneself. And at that point, it is said to be achieved liberations. Calm abiding, the practice of calm abiding, and through the complete practice, perfecting one's practice of calm abiding and attainment of the clairvoyance are common practice, a common attainment, both Buddhist and non-Buddhist. It is not attainment of clairvoyance and attainment of perfection of this calm abiding is not exclusive practice to Buddhism.
Oh yeah. Tadi na ngandu danda dunda dunda ti ngandu dunda siya tuo de. Ta dunda suzu gun dunzu de siwa dunzu de wo siya na. Ani dunda wo mambo yewe na ni. Yunzhen yang daba de dunda suli yewa. Ti ngandu xido chito de kichin buris.
So it is important to know the different kinds of, different philosophical tenets. So it is through understanding the various philosophical tenets, then you will be able to pick one philosophical tenet that is suited to one's own mind. And one will be able to distinguish which one is the perfect philosophical tenets.
I noticed this sounds like a current teaching that I've heard. I know an Ayurvedic practitioner who teaches this kind of, or whose own practice is based on this kind of philosophy. And also, I think I've heard of yoga teachers, current yoga teachers, who also use this philosophy. Does Rinpoche know about current practitioners of this philosophy?
Mola kichi tu de de dan de dak moron mangbu chek din de tawa di lab de mangbu thong song sa moron me ko song su de din de den de 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 ba dan da yoga gi ge gen din de yoro ba dan kon zo yoga se de ga lia dan lu je se ra din de sam dan ju kya sam dan dan din de ge gen din de yoro ba din zo ge en de tawa di gan tu pe ji tu ge so ro tu din de yin na kan de na song di tawa di zo sui tu go re se gu ba.
Ane ne.
Ongla. Da di ba ende tawa di nde ya pa lab de gin di na mangu do sa ma yi gu gu do se.
Chi ta ka sa su su tawa mina yung gu re se. Mina yung. Da na ngi xia di kima jaga ki kibi na la. Jaga ki pi ta lumbi na la ya chi. Chunda mambu yi bi na ni. Chunda zu chi ya chi.
So this could be, can be adopted by anyone, this philosophical tenets. If they think this is something that is suitable, something that is, if someone is inclined toward this particular philosophical tenets, then certainly whether one can take this as one's own, one can follow whatever they, follow those philosophical tenets. But this, the one that I'm explaining through this text is the ancient Indian philosophical tenets. It was long before, there is a very rich history behind it in a very long time ago in India. And so why we are going through this is because we see a difference among those philosophical tenets. Not only difference between Buddhist and non-Buddhist, but also among non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, you see a difference, different proponents and different assertions.
Pena Chanjima Korangi, Taru Kilingi, Gita, Tundati Nala, Yoga thing, you see, Karina be Talanda Merte, Sigroda. The new Talanda Mertingi, Korantugi, Taru Tegara Imba Inzan, the Nitton Decision on the Yoga Sigurus. Tana in Nambi Juni, Nambi Tunda, my Nania, Yoga in anything, Nambi Taruji Tonishi, what are any chandlers.
So it entirely depends upon the individual. If the individual is a follower of the Samkhya tradition, for instance, a yoga teacher who is a follower of Samkhya traditions, and their teachings on philosophy will be based on Samkhya traditions. And there could be a yoga teacher who is a Buddhist, who then teach the Buddhist philosophy. So it entirely depends on the individuals.
Tawa Kange Doni Chiachud, Tawa Shiguri, Tuda Jibasu Nania, Kange Siachud, Tawa Sekit Shiguru. In the Tawa Tudangi Lam Mida, Tashi Mida, Toyagi Tawa Munzimida, the Dilton Tangu Kishi the Grist.
So all of those philosophical philosophies, it talks about, how to overcome suffering. That is the main target, And there's a different ways of overcoming our sufferings, the methods, different methods of overcoming sufferings. And the actual identification of the liberations or the moksha is again different. There's a difference in the identification of mokshas and, liberations. Among the non-Buddhist tradition, and of course, completely different the way they identify the moksha, Buddhist and non-Buddhist. That's a big difference between the two.
That is the Kangen Seyade. When the Chiru Tunda killing in Kaza Su July, Chadamosu Yavari, Aran Su July, Chadamosu Yavari, Chadamosu T. Susan Kangi Tigi Yavari. Imagine that the Nigi Kangen Seyade. Kandiji Segu, Sea Juzi and the Karisha, thing around the Ravaina, and Juzi and the Telatin and the Kangi said to Chigu at the Kitchamores. Been a cheery to the China, Chiginani, Juzi and the Vinyba and the Taranian China, Yayuris.
So we all are undergoing, sufferings. It's because of this three poisons. Attachment, anger, and ignorance. Whether one is the follower of non-Buddhist philosophy, or whether one is a follower of the Buddhist philosophy or the Buddhist tradition, what is common to all of us is to remaining within the domination of those three poisons of the mind. And now, the method in which, the way in which they teach us how to overcome those three poisons differ. And the way of, the method and instructions of following the path that free oneself from this, three poisons of the mind is different.
Jun singing the Susu Simgrangiris. Sim the Juni Lord Royamers. Jun singing the Susu Zubuda Rangiris. Susu Luda Rangiris. Luda be Lord Royamers. That the Niki be Tundasin, the Sumidamidamar, Mambo Yuva Yinza, the Niki in the Sudding on the Shit Tubaina. Tela jinsen yangdawa jin du mudu, yabdeng jinsen yangdawa jin du mudu ngazu zekwaya di kichim chakwa resi. Tela teni, ni ngazu jinsen yangdawa jin raya la rewa shivu jaya resi.
So then you will also find some tenets would accept the delusions or the afflictions are the nature of our mind. And there's another, you know, kind of traditions. It is, again, non-Buddhist traditions would accept this afflictions, such as hatred and anger and so forth, are the are inseparable from, not only inseparable from one's own mind, but it is inseparable from one's own body again here. So there are many different ways in which, ways of accepting, you know, the mind and the nature of our mind and afflictions, the existence of the afflictions. And all of them has a many different ways of accepting all the existence of all of this subjective mind and objective phenomena. So, so therefore, it is for us, we need to know which explanations or the instructions is something that is suitable for one's own mind. And it is up to us to find the right one by, you know, depending upon the correct reasonings. Such and such philosophical tendency is saying this, what is the reason behind that? We need to investigate ourselves. And through this, you know, we'll be able to enrich our knowledge of how things really are regarding subjective mind and objective phenomena.
Tiki karting is still on a coron chubbing him by chaddy, corasim grajimaimba, corasim the terumba, corangi be zujutan and tie yuachi, mazu mundiche unto da, arazu jumo, tusum de, arazu kangeting in yumo tusum de, Suzuki, Samotanjo chicken tony, remarim in yundu yuachi, and the mundiche gurus. Did it the day junior day and the tabat, Sanji saying the killing gurus.
So when it comes to our own system, Buddhist system, the system of Buddhism, the defilements are the not nature of our own mind. Rather, the defilements can be separated from one's own mind. It is obvious that if you look at and if you analyze carefully, you will see. You will be able to, you know, experience that by ourselves, because you might see as some individual who may be a very short-tempered, who is not really a good person, but over time, for some reason, the person become better. Although he or she may be a very short-tempered a couple of years ago, but over time, person that becomes so, you know, calm and peaceful person. So that entails the defilement is not really in the nature of our own mind. So it is through this, you know, reasonings, the Buddhists would accept that all sentient beings can be achieved enlightenment, because the defilements are not inseparable. It is not something that inseparable from one's own nature of one's mind. It can be separated. It can be abandoned and so forth.
That the nature. That niba. Chuba ba. Chiru chundachi. Sunisar. Jabo be Jesus dramati rije le kana ani. Ranjung yins. Hindi, dini, te kona ni yinu shi, rota ni, chujin la soban baji ki, toriji komotoban dola, dini ngen son le tribe tawatumdu, kēlēn nōs, wēn jā dōngi nyewa shīwī, tarwa nī mē dō, trima sīngi rā yīn shūbī shir, tōngi chēmā yā mē dī, shīja tā yīmī shir, tī wī nā, dī mē ngā jā mē dō, shī mā wūs, tā dī lō yīn nā, tā dā jīr shī wū.
So, now the next tenet Mamamsaka tenets is one of the again non-Buddhist ancient Indian philosophical tenets. So the Mamamsaka analyzers or the ritualist, it is called, are followers of the Jaimini, and they maintain whatever appears in the Veda is the self-produced, because the Veda are not made by anyone. So then the comment, you know, the root text go all the way down to another paragraph. It's a, they make the assertion that what happens in the Veda is reality, and thereupon they assert the sacrifices and so forth, which are the which are revealed in the Vedas, are only way to attain high condition of life in the future. So this high conditions of life is asserted to be liberation only from bad transmigrations, not liberation from all transmigrations in cyclic existence. Moreover, there is no liberation that extinguishes all sufferings. This is because defilements subsets in the nature of the mind, and therefore to eliminate defilements would be eliminate the mind. Also, there is no omniscience because objects of knowledge are limitless.
That jaba korangi la jaba bache ti jesu drama insa ti trinda chi chawro ta ti la jaba korangi lo da sing di kanne ji re sila na samlu ngo yin ba samlo ke ra yin ba ngo ti samlo ra yin ba tin ji la mu ji chi gures.
So this particular philosophical tenets asserts the self as the nature of mind.
Sonle rajin yin ba kan shi la ni pe mo ma yin ba shiri ge rajin yin ba ta be ngo yin ba.
It is nature of permanent, it is not a matter. It is the nature of consciousness and knowing. The self.
Tawing away in Bashi. Yella, younger with the Chashi member. What the Niki? Tunjin is the Mata, the Niki, Chiju Sanding Gila, that's what
it is. It is also known as, they also assert this as a partless.
Tadinza.
So the self or the I is asserted to be a permanent and also the nature of mind, and then it's also a nature of consciousness and knowing and lack of it is also a partless.
Oh, did you know what you learned? That's it.
So this is what is known by them asserted as a self, the nature of self.
Chaji me was do those. That rigid seven do so. Hamas that was that rigid said it. Chiribi yung la rigid. Rigid la rimino yi. Yi song yigalot ni korangi.
So then they are the follower of the what they call the four main theories of the non-Buddhist philosophy.
Oh yeah.
So then, what they assert here is you could see that this high condition of life asserted to be liberation only from bad transmigration, but not liberation from the transmigration creations in the cyclic existence. So therefore, they do not accept the complete liberations. The complete liberation is not possible in their system.
This one, though. 토리지 상바다고 라상바스고라 토리지 상바다고 년로레 트르비 님메서 근데 자자 준도 어디도 년로레 트르비 타와 다 라상마르고 데 타바레스 고 년로레 트라이다 타바레스 근데 야그마 델레 게네 안도 산지비 타와생 데로 야수게 말레스
So their liberation is as someone who actually you know liberated from bad transmigrations, such as Brahma, according to them, the Brahma is said to be liberated from bad transmigrations, but not completely liberated. The liberations, their liberation is not the liberation that we accept, our way of defining liberations, our own system of defining liberations.
Arantu chun singi di simgi ranjin di simda pe nrede irimanto simda lohandroa chun yi maris tangi chun ba chida chun simgi ranjin yin zang tele trewe simji yaa me yin zang ni sanji ki siya ganzu yuni shiba nanjin sanji singi di kukhe lingi maris
So because we already talked about it earlier the defilement subsets in the nature of our nature of the mind so therefore the Defilement cannot be separated from the nature of mind. If one accepts that defilement can be separated from the mind, defilement can be abandoned completely, then you are actually abandoning your mind as well. So therefore, they do not accept the complete abandonment of defilements. So therefore, there is no state of achievement of state of omniscience.
Sija taiba, tameba yinza, te tamji chimbi shiba ji jatu maras. Chiza, chu tamji shibi shiba ya me, nyumon tamji da tibi sim ya me, sila wada kumbi loga chanunda.
So it is therefore, the object of knowledge is limitless. Since the object of knowledge is limitless, we cannot find a mind or the consciousness that understands entire object without exceptions. In other words, they completely reject omniscient mind.
Then the Dangan to Simu Gachosina, Korangi, during the Sim Garajin, Timasim Garajin said, Dangan to Timasim Raji, my insecure. The Yimbe Dujayadu, my Yimbe Dujayadu, this was Simu Chegu, the Tegurs.
So now, what is here important for us is to now, according to this particular philosophical tenets, Mimamsakas, according to them, they said the defilements actually subsets in the nature of our mind. And defilement cannot be separated from the nature of our mind. Whereas in our own system, according to the Buddhism, we talked about possibility of separating those negative thoughts and emotions from one's own nature of one's mind. In other words, our nature of mind is you know, untainted by negative thoughts and emotions. Now, what is important for us is to now investigate. It is important for us to investigate and analyze and try to think ourselves, which one has more reasoning, valid reasoning behind it. One accepts the defilement subsets, its nature of our mind, one do not. So it is for us to now, up to us to analyze and you know investigate.
Jedata ngarang zu ge tima de lubu bares lubu toto lewa jiri mado simge rangin shu mares. Kena chasim jesa yujile suna yudela tene chawa de chigu duas. Tena ngaro kondo sa yujile suna yudela tene kondo chigu mado kadui na chi dosha chige ka kondo chige ka remi duas. Mea tiki ko tima simje pe lubu lubu toja toja yondengi jires simge rangin mares simge rangin ina sim.
So the from our own system, the system of Buddhism, here we do not accept those defilement subsets, a nature of our mind, because the defilement such as attachment. It only under certain circumstances that the anger and hostilities are, you know, generated. When those circumstances are not present, the negative thoughts such as anger and hatred are not generated. If you accept the defilements actually subsets the nature of one's own mind, if it would be the nature of our mind, then one's mind will be always be in a hateful, you know, mood. Which, however, is not so. It is obvious to us. It is only under certain circumstances we generate anger, and we generate hatred and jealousy and so forth, which entails that they are not actually, our nature of our mind is not tainted by those negative thoughts and emotions.
Pena nangka singi di rangi trime bi negav ki nangkin doa kandi jen tiyo nangki rangi res. Nangki rangi da cha tsumba ngaranzo sem singi di se ji riba, se tam rizam ki danyi ji, jen ji, sem ji ganzo ki nengi res. Ta nangji jwa trube jen ki nangka trime ki kamayi na Nanga tong mudos, Manmutoma de Timba de Lubu toja de Levayenza, Nanga tongu maris. Pity Najing Aranzu Namdogi, Jenchini, any Chadamons of Lud Leondu, or Singarajin and the Shimudos, or did the Chibaris.
So, just like a space or the sky, let's take an example of sky. When the sky is clouded, when there is a dense cloud, then you cannot see the nature of sky. You cannot actually see the sky. It's completely polluted. And so, however, the pollution or the clouds are not exist within the nature of this nature of that sky. And, you know, the clouds and sky, the nature of cloud and sky can be separated. Similarly, our mind, when it comes to the nature of our mind, nature of our mind is completely, you know, polluted by conceptions, negative thoughts and emotions. And so those negative thoughts and emotions are not really, you know, exist oneness with our own nature of mind. So therefore, there is a time that one there's a time that we can actually eliminate those negative thoughts and emotions.
That the little pigeon, Nanga the pigeon, Simsing in the Rajin, Sailing in Bichati, and then you mongi be diva, you mongi yoa, the little mando, Simgi Rajin and you mossing the Yumaris, the Mena, Timasim, the Tirungimba, Deva Nuba, Tiju Yuba, the little killing by Enza, Jensing the Sire Yuri, Jenkus, you did good in Sanji Singi.
So therefore, in our own system, we accept the nature of our mind as mere knowing and luminous, or the luminosity, in other words, mere luminosity. So regardless of how much the, you know, the layers of conceptions or negative thoughts and emotions are there, but those are all of those are you know, they do not subsist the nature of their mind, that mere luminosity. It can be separated from all those, how, regardless of how much, you know, the strength or the power that defilement may possess, but there is a time that the defilement can be separated from one's own mind, one's own nature of one's mind. It is because of this reason we accept that everything can be, all those defilements can be eliminated, and through elimination of those defilements, there is a chances of achieving complete state of enlightenment, which enables one to achieve omniscient state of mind, which knows everything's an event, entire phenomena without exceptions.
Nami yun the sun yuri the yin and so susu bishim jutin. So so jula nyomo de bati hobdega do teva yina sim da jiguan roach. Ta simla yuri tanga to chada monsu chimaka simla yuri the sim than de mare sula on the tatilaganzo shim jutin the sim than de the window. De maybe juzin like de mewal de mares lam the juzin yadu de the din yuri lam the juzin yadu.
So we cannot accept this, the defilement is not a subset in the nature of one's own mind. We cannot accept mere, you know, reading it or mere understanding, textual understanding. You would say then, oh, it is because this is said in such and such text. That is not enough. What is important for us as a practitioner is that we need to know ourselves. We cannot live everything purely on the textual, you know, understanding. But rather, we need to investigate and analyze ourselves whether the defilements is really a nature of our mind, is whether is there any possibility of eliminating those of defilements. So it is important for us to investigate that.
Jida chiruwa karang ki chimasim ki rangin re seyadi tegata kuy ti kasore chuzhe roji shema na karang samlo ta na chimasim ki rangin tine re shasim samlo jiru ta tindri ki samlo te ta karang ki rangin ti
Then also the non-Buddhist philosophical tenets that we are actually engaging with right now. It clearly says that the defilement actually subsists in the nature of one's own mind. They are not saying, just like someone who's telling a story. Not at all. They have their own, you know, reasonings. They have gone through a critical analysis. And after final analysis, they came to conclusion of defilement, the existence, the defilement subsists the nature of our mind. So now, from our side, when we say the defilement defilement doesn't subsist the nature of our mind, then we need to have some kind of reasonings. It is not simply enough just such and such text has said that, and such, you know, teachers have taught in that way, and so forth. That is not enough at all.
Mm-hmm. Chima mambu dos, chima mambu. Lu chima, dusha, kondro, ngaji, shedan, tado. Ti mayimbi chi dantin, ranchin zing lo, rangun tupan zing lo. Ta ring mambu chi ngana chu tsa, ngadzu jile yore de, yewa de kandachin yungu du, kandachin chegu du, shim yu chaya de ki pekech mo res.
So let's take example of our own defilements. We all know that although that we do not accept the defilements, it's the nature of our mind. But we know that we do have defilements within us, countless defilements, in fact. And there are different, many different kinds of, you know, defilements, such as anger, hatred, jealousy, sense of competitiveness, and so on and so forth. And then also by the self-cherishing mind, and perceiving all things and events, the existence of all things and events as by its own nature and so forth. And all of these are now the defilements. And now, when you look at very carefully, and those defilements did not really come into being from nowhere. So we need to find what is the source, what is the causes and conditions that give rise to those defilements.
And then kona ngaro kashi is na ran chin jing lo ra gersim sta ran chin jing lo de yechin je ani chada mo so lo de ko ran jing ji yong do sta ran chin jing lo de me wa chaba yin na me ran jing zang bo cha go ya chada mo so lo de me nyo ya ta gi ta ro de ran chin jing lo de re sha ran chin jing jing de ya su su gi ji ka sur da sim gi ran jing ma yin ba ji lo bi de le de ji koi reshas ina da mo chada mo zo imba kaji la tin na ya ji mo de le la wa da ka le ka wa da de ru mo bu ji she she do
so all of these negative thoughts and emotions such as anger, hatred, jealousy and so forth are actually arises out of the self cherishing mind. So then self cherishing mind, at the moment that you are able to eliminate the self cherishing mind, and all those defilements will be eliminated. So then, now the question here is now, is it possible that we can really eliminate this self-cherishing mind? Is it possible we can really distance the self-cherishing mind from the nature of our own mind? That is what we need to think about, what we need to analyze. So then here, again, when we speak about the defilements, there are many different kinds of defilement, and particularly the subtleties, difference in subtleties. Some defilements can be identified very easily. It doesn't take much time or doesn't require much effort, but you will be able to identify it right away this as a defilement. But there are some defilements are remaining in a very embedded manner, something that cannot be pinpointed, something that cannot be, you know, identified very easily. So there are many different defilements.
Tena ran chin zin se yadi ran che bar zin ba. Ran yabu chu na samadu. Suzu ma da somda mingin chi da ran chin zin se gwiris. Degi chen chin ni chadamu zong di rik chi yun ya. Tena samda wang da ngana zi bezen rui chi bayi na. Kondro sayagi yu chi yun na. 코르사자가 유대 유친제나 수주 암조 권나야 코르사대 미기 토나야 코르사대 용의로다 다 드르기 유대 메바 차바이나 코라 이기 코르로도 예인라시 수수스나 메바로 차기도 왔어 대화란 게 드마싱이 됐음이라 이 많이 봐 루비 임바지 배전 드르지 야네 했는 님은 이제 봤을까 수주 줄에 영이 님은 강갈베 심유진으로 가지 차대랬어
So one thing that you can analyze yourself taking example of anger. Anger is only certain circumstances we generate anger. And when those circumstances are not present, anger is not generated. Because if you are unhappy with someone, and at the very presence of this person, that makes unhappy and that makes you discomfort mentally. And in worst case, that you get angry in the sight of this particular person. However, when the person is not present, I mean, you are, you know, far from this particular person, then again, the anger that you have generated previously is already is completely gone, and this that anger is not is present at the moment. So, at this particular moment, so what it really entails here is entails that the anger is not really a nature of our mind. It not really subset the nature of our mind, which indicates that it can be separated from our own mind. So we have gone through two different philosophical tenets so far. So one that accepts the fundamental nature or the principle, and one that accepts those are actually one. It falls one category of philosophical tenets. One is accepting the God or the Creator, and then there's another categories which rejects the omniscient mind, not possibility of achieving omniscient mind, because there's the phenomena, the limitless phenomena. There won't be any mind that actually understand all those phenomena, limitless phenomena. There's the rejection of omniscient mind, because why they are rejecting the omniscient mind, why they are not actually accepting omniscient mind is the defilement itself is the nature of their mind. Since it is the nature of their mind, there is no way that individual beings can eliminate the negative states of mind completely. So therefore, you will not be able to, since you are not be able to eliminate everything, all those negative thoughts and emotions from one's own mind, then you will not be, that's not possible for one to achieve omniscient mind.
Chidane, Chiribi Dundanan, the Tranjimba, Chiraba said, Ribatima said, Chiribi Nani, Dati, Ribatma, Ribatashu, Ribatama, the Trumba, Yaru, that cross Nasig, Yaru, Tigers.
So those, among those different philosophical tenets, non-Buddhist different philosophical tenets, there's some categorization, and those are said to be the most profound philosophical tenets among themselves. But they have a lot of reasonings, not just, you know, it is said by such and such, you know, you have to accept, it is created by someone and so on and so forth, but they have a lot of reasonings in it.
Mm-hmm. 진네 남의 추세대 심기 내로 심기라지 심기가 좀 봐. 상론다 아직 돈은 좀 두고 인자. 준생들이 달라서 나서 라 초전 오지다. 상론다 디오스고라다 상론다 니바니 바지 데데 좀 카보레스. 이나 드네기 돈이 치료가 수요 준다 해 드네 돈이 강에 체지다. 강에 담아서나 상대 담아도 인자. 근데 나와도 문제 봐.
So when it comes to the teachings of the Buddha Dharma, the teachings of the Buddha Dharma is to do with our mind, always. It always relates to our minds, which is a very subtle phenomena, something that cannot be, you know, understood very clearly, very easily. It takes a time, it takes a lot of practice and effort to really to understand the nature of our mind and process of our, and then mechanism of the different mind and mental factors. So therefore, when you receive the teachings of the Buddha Dhamma, since it is to do with our mind, since it deals with our mind, in the beginning, it's really hard for really to understand, really to grasp onto it. So therefore, you know, it requires a lot of studies, analysis, and practice.
So, another thing is, you can see the Gamja, Sugaya, Gamja, 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 Gam
So therefore, the practice of the Buddha Dharma requires a lot of meditations. So meditation here does not really refer to a single-pointed meditations, but rather here at this point, we put more effort in. It is important for us to put more effort in analytical meditations, because it is through analytical meditations one will be able to find the reality. One will be able to find how things really are. So we need to meditate and analyze. Is the defilements are really nature of our mind? Or the defilements are something that is advantageous, something that is temporary, something that can be removed, something that can be separated from one's own mind and so forth. So we have 9 or 10 more minutes. You can ask questions. We'll take some questions.
Where does compassion and that concept fall within the Samkhya tradition? And if final liberation is a state where there is no connection with the conventional world, how would a liberated teacher go about teaching?
So here, there's some categorizations. Their liberation is based on the understanding of every the external things that are actually manifestation of the principle. And so it is without knowing those objects are the manifestation of the principle, then they said you have a lot of attachment towards it. So when you understand those are not really there, but it is actually a manifestation of the principle, then it is like everything that comes in front of you as if that there exists right there will be then dissolved for the individual, for that particular person, will dissolve everything into the principle. So then there will no more attachment to that, to those things, objects, whatever that is in front of oneself previously. So then with this kind of freeing from this attachment, then one will begin the state of liberations. That is their way of accepting. But their gaining the liberation is not for the benefit of other beings at all. So therefore, there won't be much practice, the compassion practice is involved. You know, even in our Buddhist, our own system, you know, Shabaka and Pratika Buddhas, they do possess compassion, but they do not have, they do not practice, in other words, the great compassion.
Chidan jidin bhe ji rodhan rodha, chik ji rodha chayda yong rodha, yina thawa thoya di, simye tanyo di thawa thoya di, samlo yamar si. Suzo ranyi jibu chuna, ranyi thawa thoya si, samlo dekara thon rogu yiru si.
Of course, there will be some, you know, individuals can be kind to others and helping each other, but there won't be the idea of gaining the attaining the liberation for the benefit of other beings. The idea of gaining liberation is to benefit of other beings is not there at all. So, according to Buddhism, the practice, particularly the Buddha, the Mahayana Buddhism, the practice of great compassion and wisdom, reality, emptiness must be integrated, and these two needs to be go hand in hand, because it is through the development of the enhancement of this quality of compassion, practice of compassion and wisdom understands ultimate nature of reality, will, if it, you know, initially, suppresses the negative thoughts and emotions, and then eventually and gradually, the negative thoughts and emotions, not only suppressing, but will be uprooted. So it is through this reasoning that there is a possibility of uprooting all the negative thoughts and emotions that exist within our mind. And it's of this reason then we have it. There is a chances for us to gain the state of not only liberation, but also this complete state of enlightenment.
Just a real quick question, I might have just missed it, but when you said that self is not a manifestation of the principal nature, then I'm confused what they think self is.
Then the chisoki namgyo mares sombras te kandenas te mares karjin sonas
da she gi chibising de chito wale thade ba ro chito gi chito wa den dewa me ba kasna chito gi tuya gi nungchya gi samalo da she gi chibula te ni choin ba te la te ni tu goy ba chaung de da she gi chibu de lo ja go res.
The self or person, according to their system, is not the manifestation of the principle. Because everything that is manifested from the principle, manifested by the principle, is for the self or the person. So therefore, the self or person has nothing to do with with the principle at all, according to there. So they are completely different, and they are not their self are not manifested, or the person are not manifested. It's not a manifestation of the principle. Only their desired object are said to be the manifestation of the self, sorry, the principle.
Because that shiri chibu de chizu chuba yina koran dhivu chakuta ku namju chizu namju chakwa yinza ane kasuri dhivu mayin dhivu namju mayin rangin mayin sayade koran yin garu dhuwa ta ku koran dhundar dhundar yagwa de koran dhundar chakwa yinza yin lama dhiva dhundar ki dhaji yagwa yinza chizu dhiva mewa chini yagwa gores.
So because it is because of their philosophy, the way they defined the self or the person is something that exists independently. Something that does not really depend upon any other factors. It's eternal, partless, and independent. So if the self, according to their system, if the self is the manifestation of the principle, then the self is dependent upon the principle. So therefore, the self cannot be independent.
So in this case, has the self always existed? Is that
yeah, it's eternal. So, yeah.
So, yes. The indication for it, beginning on page 23 and 24, and continuing on page 28.
Sabe gewa de denan ro gona gam cheba jizu lozan draba yi dembe nyingur seje sho choje mendo odon rira niji mide sanje shindu mide gwa yi rup shinda jibara sho yanda lama dan dreme jide sada lam je yende razo ne mendala gune yada yame kuze rade je nagra dreme jujo ke bana loza dibe dreme sasu Okay, give it a one,